Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB.
When last we were in Murondoy, Denzel assured his very upset sister that their mother was going to be cured of the precancerous cells that were detected from her pap smear. Alexis told him she was thinking of slowing down her relationship with Jaden, much to Denzel's relief. Later, they agreed to work together on his climate change project. Auntie Myrtle and Simon were out, and she took the opportunity to ask him about his relationship with Catalina, who she described as needing his love. Sister Patsy arrived and began flirting with Simon, much to Auntie Myrtle's displeasure, causing her to leave the table. As we return to Murondoy, Anil is in the shop with Mala.
Morning, babes.
Oh, hi, Anil. Morning.
Looking sexy today as usual, Mala.
Oh, stop it. Why are you going to work?
I took a couple days off, and seeing you here like this, I'm glad.
Oh?
We should go out, you know.
Oh? Like when?
Tonight?
Yeah, they're good with me.
All right.
Where is your sister there?
I still need to go on to work.
Oh.
Why you ask, though?
I don't think she really liked me.
You all don't worry with Sunito, eh? Fact is, I like you.
All right.
And from the way you're giggling, I guess the feeling is mutual.
Well.
What do you mean by well? You saw your women's day? Got a man pouring out your heart, and you're going to respond, well? Well, what?
You are right.
Hell yeah, boy. I just all right.
Anil, yes, I like you too.
Well, that is what I want here. But what you like about me, though?
Bye, stop. You better come out this shop before your mother come in here. She doesn't really like me too much either.
Man, mommy going to, she won't stress, you know. It's So don't take anything she say or do personal.
Alright, if you say so.
And besides, she's gonna have to accept your new daughter-in-law.
What? Bye, look, stop joking.
Who said joking?
Look, let me don't take this too seriously.
Why?
Look, I don't want to burden you. And I don't got two children. Plus.
You got two children and what? I got a child too.
Oh.
Having children don't mean you can't date or find somebody special.
Well, true. But you know what I do for a living too. Working in the shop is only part-time.
Look, you got to make your money somehow. I won't look down on you because of that.
Oh.
Wait, so wait.
What?
If we go tonight, that means...
What?
It gonna affect your work or...
No. It's alright. I don't work every night.
Alright, cool.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go, Marlo?
I found it very emotional and I was...
Oh, you're finally awake. Yeah. Rando, I going to work this afternoon. 4 to 12 shift.
Have fun.
I was thinking maybe we could go somewhere this morning, since you hardly been out since you got here. I know being cooped up all day in an apartment could be frustrating.
I can go out for my own Aubrey.
You sure?
Yes.
I sorry? I ain't know that you know the place that well yet. I mean...
I can find my way.
Look, Randall, this place ain't easy. And I don't want you going out there and getting lost, you know.
I look like a baby to you, Aubrey. Every day that you been going to work, I been going out and walking around a window shopping and so. I even get on the bus yesterday and I went down to Church Avenue.
Well, sorry, I ain't know. I mean, you're hardly talking to me. So how I supposed to know?
Whatever.
Anyway, you need money?
Anything? I worked with my own money. I good.
Okay. Well, I was thinking too, maybe I could take you down to Manhattan tomorrow. It's the weekend, and I don't work weekends, so
My friend is already taking me down to Manhattan. She's picking me up this morning.
Oh, the same friend you're going to be staying at?
What?
When you going by she?
Wait, you putting me out?
Me? Putting you out? Nah, you are the one who said you will be going by a friend once we got here. And it's been over a week and I ain't seeing no movements.
So that's all you wanted to be?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Rando. You hardly talking to me. You have an attitude all the time. Before I live with you like this, it's better you go along your way.
Wow. Imagine you would put the mother of your child out in a strange country.
No. You ain't gonna spin this wrong for me. You said at the airport in Guyana that you were going to find a friend to stay at.
Are you only too happy to get rid of me, eh? Glad to know you still love me, Aubrey.
Oh, my... I can't believe this.
Thanks for showing me exactly who you are.
Randa, you serious? After everything I have done and have been doing to show how much I love you, only to be treated like a dog, you gonna say what?
You got to realize how much you hurt me, Aubrey.
And how many times you're gonna have to apologize? What you want me to do? Cut out my heart and give it to you on a platter?
Yes! At least that would make up for how much I've suffered.
Wow.
You broke up this relationship, not me. You went out there and picked up chlamydia and passed it on to me.
Oh, Lord.
Are you going to hurt me like this, Aubrey?
I don't know what else to do or else to say. But it's obvious this is not going to work out. And look, just go by your friend. Take your suitcases and go by your friend. It's no sense you staying with me and you miserable, okay? So, I can just go chill by me body restaurant till I'm ready to go to work this afternoon. They got food in the house. You could help yourself before you go. I guess you're going to be gone by time I come back tonight. So, good luck, Rando. And if I ain't see you before you go back, safe journey.
Aubrey!
So, Miss Marlo, if I was to offer to take you anywhere in Guyana, where would you want to go?
Well, let me see.
Anywhere, baby.
I always wanted to go to Kaichur Falls.
All right. I could arrange that.
Oh, wait. The Rupununi. I heard it's so beautiful down there.
Yeah. But you know they have a lot of issues down there right now, right?
Yeah, I heard about the flooding.
Yeah, people have to be evacuated and all that.
But Anil, you notice that certain places that never used to flood and so before getting flood now?
It's all effects of climate change, hon.
Me, I really understand the whole climate change thing people talking about.
Well, what you understand?
Well, in Guyana, we got rain and we got sun.
And that's how you always know it, right?
Yeah.
Well, good. But from since you're the small to now, you notice anything different with how the rain falling or how the sun shining?
Well, you could say the weather kind of changed, yes, but it's not like we suddenly got snow in Guyana or anything like that.
Well, yeah, but look, basically climate is the expected weather of a place over a long period of time. So when the noticeable changes start happening, like if you used to guarantee a rainy season mainly in May or June, but instead rain falling anytime and you can't really predict anything.
Oh.
But it's a lot deeper than that because remember if we experience flooding then it affects farming, livestock and human life.
Well, you know what? I can try and do a little bit more research on this thing because I really don't think it's as serious as some people making it out to be.
All right, you do your research and then we could talk about it another day when you're more informed. I mean, I don't have all the information either. So you both need to do some research.
So it's a challenge?
Yeah, you could make it a challenge.
All right, good.
Anil, you there in here?
Yeah, mommy.
Is why you there in this shop so steady, why?
Me and Mala just gaffing.
Hi, Miss Bibi.
Anil, come outside with me. Me want to talk to you.
I'll come in there. I can see you later, Mala.
All right.
What's going on, mommy?
Anil, what really go on between you and the girl? Me notice how you always there in the shop with she.
But we just gaffing, mommy. And she's a nice girl.
Me not trust she.
What? Why?
Woman like that, not for you.
So, mommy, you want to dictate who I talk to?
Them girls are too fast for you, Anil.
Look, if you're referring to what she does for a living, that really don't bother me. I see a hard-working woman who doing whatever she got to do to survive.
Yeah, but you know one them burden that? She don't got too big picnic and all. Why a young man like you must take on such a burden?
Mommy, she sure don't live with she. And besides, I got a child too.
Me not sure if that you own, since I just never see him.
You know the situation between me and the mother, mommy.
Well, now a good choice you make with that one. And if you follow up with this one, you're going to be making just as bad a choice.
Well, I ain't got to find out for myself, mommy.
Why try to find out when you could avoid it altogether? Marlon are right for you.
I hear you.
Take my advice. Left the girl alone. Marlon are for you.
Ah, yes, Lord. Aubrey, boy, you had a hard walking day.
Aubrey?
What?
It's me.
What is why you in the dark, girl? And I thought you supposed to gone by your friend?
Look, I can't go by she. She got 3 children plus her husband and it's a 2-bedroom. The other friend live in somebody's basement and me in the end though. Why you find this funny, Aubrey?
Anna, I just remembering the big shot at Timmy. Oh, I will go and stay by a friend. I tell you what.
All right. You don't got to rub it in my face. Look, we can't continue like this. I thought maybe we could start by talking. Not quarreling. Talking. Just if you're not too tired.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm open to talking.
Well, good. I cook too, so, maybe you could have something to eat for us and then...
Rhonda, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't eat anything heavy so late.
Well, all right. Let's talk. Sit down, Aubrey. Let's talk seriously.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you want to conserve energy, reduce your carbon footprint, and preserve the environment? Why not try composting? Composting is making manure or plant food from organic waste like food scraps, leftovers, peels and skins from fruits and vegetables, and other kitchen and garden waste. And remember, organic food is healthy for you and your family. For more information on making compost, please call the Ministry of Communities on 227-8429.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.